time to connect the dots. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. I hope you were dancing while that music was playing. Dancing is good. Dancing is healing. Dancing makes you feel good. Hey, this is Radio Free America, like I call it. PBS Internet Radio, where we can say what we want and we don't have to ask permission. Wow. I'm sure everybody heard it by now. Yeah, somebody take a pot shot at President Trump over in Butler, Pennsylvania. Yeah, somebody, I don't know, using a BB gun or something. I don't. You can find that out on the local news. Other people are calling it a false flag operation, you know. I watched a little short video of somebody in the audience being interviewed by a reporter I recognize from the BBC network. And the guy is saying, regular guy, Pennsylvania guy, and he's saying, we're trying to tell the police and the security people, hey, there's a guy up on the roof with a gun. And they just went on ignoring us before the shooting started. I mean, that, you know, that sounds kind of weird. And then it was also mentioned, you think, well, if they were real security, why wouldn't they have somebody on top of the local roof nearby where this guy was found and shooting and shot dead, presumably? Of course, there's always possibility of false flag. Why is this guy needing to see a BB gun? And Trump got hit in the head or something, a little blood and something like that. And they got bad backing, I'd say. All these guys jump around him and trying to shield him and stuff like that. He's still got his head popped up in the air above him because he's a little taller, I guess. I mean, what kind of a security arrangement? Forget it. So much for that. Of course, during the week, Biden really put the icing on the cake there, icing on his cake. He asked a question about Camille, and he goes and says, he says, that's why I chose Donald Trump to be my vice president. Mm-hmm. Very, very articulated there. And a couple other big blunders he did, just. This is like, I don't know, it's really turning out to be professional wrestling, you know? The way that everybody, Biden is now going to basically keep shooting his ignorant mouth off, and that's how they're going to take him out of running when the convention happens in August, Democratic convention. And the antics are just going on and on and on and on. Professional wrestling. And, you know, the scenario in Butler, that could be a whole staged act routine too. Why would the police ignoring alert citizens? They're telling them there's a guy up on the roof with a gun and nobody's doing anything. Come on. Of course, you won't hear that on the regular news. I picked that off the internet. Anyhow, so much for that. it's just hysterical almost. The most important thing happening is what's happening behind the scenes. You know, we're not alone in this universe. We have galactic brothers and sisters out there. And if you're just totally unaware of all this and been sticking your head in the hole in the ground like an ostrich or something, pretending that it's all science fiction, just go to the 2012 portal.blogspot.com and start re-educating yourself about all that's transpired in the last 12 years. And by the way, have you been participating in the global meditations? You know, this is your opportunity as a human being to participate in the bringing on of the new dawn, bringing on of the new reality. We'll bring it on faster once we start participating more. Forget about mainstream media news. They're going to keep you locked in the wars that will never end and all the other fake climate news. You know, if there's any change in the climate, of course, it's got to be the chemtrails and the weather manipulation by the harps, not the ones the angels play, but or at the Philharmonic. The HAARP, look it up if you don't know about it. Where the hell have you been? How come the presidential candidates are not talking about that? How come no one has the guts to ask them about this stuff? I mean, it won't make it to mainstream media news regardless. When is somebody going to have the guts to go to a White House press conference and say, what's the president doing about to stop the chemtrails? Just to see what they say. Of course, that guy will never be allowed back in again. So send a rookie in. Let him put him on the spot there, you know, the spokesperson. I mean, let me tell you something, a real president could actually go out there and speak to the press himself. And, you know, have them walking out with egg on their face. Believe me, I went, you know, hey, you must know it by now if you haven't already, but hey, go to BBS Radio. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. I'm scheduled for Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time, Station 1. Got that? Connect the Dots, name of the show. Click on the name of the show when you find it on the schedule. And find out all about my presidential run. It takes you to the presidential site. And it tells you, explains why I am the most qualified. And the only way to beat the big guys is do it through a write-in candidate. And the first thing I say when you finally get to my site, I'm asking for all registered Democrats and Republicans to write my name in, because the people running by the parties that you so stupidly supported, political parties are fake organizations. And of course, in 2024, the political parties are part of the treasonous U.S. corporation. They support the treasonous U.S. corporation established in 1871. Yeah, they've been doing that all along, you know, and you've been duped a thousand times over, and you're still being duped. And if you stupidly support a treasonous government, treasonous political parties that know the truth but are not, they want to keep you in the dark about it. They want to keep the charade going, because keeping the charade going and getting you idiots to vote for a Democrat or Republican candidate is ridiculous. That's why, you know, I'm a true candidate, President. I'm running as a Reagan candidate. It requires you to write my name in. Is it that freaking difficult? Simple name, Tom Edison. That's right. Sounds a little like the inventor, but it's a shorter name. Just plain Tom, D-O-M. Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N. And I'm asking everybody's listening to my voice and tell your friends, first visit my site and say I'm the man who's talking about the truth, solving the problems. You realize how many problems could you solve in the first week if you had a real presidential candidate? You diehard Trump supporters, he's going nowhere, you know, if he gets elected. And of course, the Democrats don't have anybody better than him. How pathetic is that? But, you know, why waste your vote on the Democrats saying, you know, what way they're going to win this election? Absolutely not. Trump is like running against nobody, practically. So he pretty well, if you're going to waste your vote voting for somebody who really doesn't know what to do, you know, he proved that in his first 4 years. And he duped you all away, and he got you to applaud him and turn him into a superhero. Well, you volunteered to turn him into a superhero. He ain't no friggin' stupid hero. Superhero, he might be a stupid hero, but I have to call it like it is. He's got no solutions, and he isn't being asked the tough questions. You know, what are you going to do about the chemtrails? How are you going to stop the GMO Gates crazy people? How are you going to end the wars, really? The solution to end these wars, which I promised to do on my website, it's doing by taking control of the situation. How? Why will I do that? Well, there's no point in talking about that until I become the president, but I can end those wars very quickly. A little ingenuity. You know, there is no ingenuity going on. That's why these wars will continue forever. Plus, you know, that you have all the support of the ammunition makers who are making money hand over fist, plus all the other people involved in giving away freebies. And the politicians are raking in the money. They love wars, you know. Hey, you want to hear the stupidity of wars? Go rent that movie, 1984. You probably can watch it for free on YouTube now. 1984, the movie. Or read the book, whatever. But we're playing it out now. One of the key statements in the movie is when the guy eventually, he's a resistor or something like that. He's a patriot that wants to... He's annoyed by the corporate system, the dictatorial system. And he gets to talk to one of the bigwigs, and the big guy explains to him, you know, we have the wars are created and kept running on purpose because this is the key way we control the population via a continuous ongoing scenario of wars. And during the movie, they have the TV screen on, and that's what the news is always about. Well, our forces knocked out their forces, and we gained a few miles. And that's exactly what they tell you on the mainstream news now. Well, the Ukrainians are gained 2 miles, but then the Russians pushed them back 5 miles. We need more powerful ammo. We need more munitions. And they roll on the bandwagon. Yeah, let's ship all our weapons to Ukraine. The whole thing is a sick scenario. If the real truth was told about how the whole thing actually got started, well, you'll never hear it on mainstream media news, because it all involves secret projects, germ warfare, biological weapons, and money laundering, plenty of money laundering. And that's the real story behind all the factors that are lined up. And, of course, that's why all of Europe and most of the Western world wants to support the Ukraine, because that's the key money laundering capital of the Western nations, that group. And they're willing to play ball with that. And so that's why they'll be given more and more weapons to keep this war going forever and ever, because every time weapons are given to the these crooks in the Ukraine, a large portion of that money falls back into the politicians who voted to give away waste taxpayers' money and supplying weapons to this little country, Ukraine, that could never in a million years beat the Russians. But we'll just keep pouring money into that sinkhole, because every time we pour money into it, this is how the politicians think, we get a kickback. So let's keep this merry-go-round going nonstop. And I don't know, salesman of the year, I guess, it's Zelensky. Boy, he sold the whole world into just giving stuff to his country. Unbelievable. And of course, politicians like to give things to other countries because once they hand over the money and they get their kickback and stuff, there is nowhere in here in the U.S. to keep track of what's going on. So, or the country, other countries give their money away and weapons away. There's no more tracking of it. So it's it's a free-for-all, yeah. And that's what's going on, you know. Got the Gaza thing to be solved real quickly, too. Simply, as an American president, I could take control of the whole situation with the power of suggestion. I'll suggest this, 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 and this. And then watch how quickly things change. If you know what to say, you can change anything. You know, that's how the devil became so famous, the power of suggestion, you know. It's the only real power the devil has. I mean, and of course, the devil gets all the credit. There's many demons and negative ET races out there. Some of them look like the classic image of the devil. In fact, and that one little old soul personality known as the devil gets all the credit. Ridiculous. But yeah, he's not going to mind. I'm like, hey, I'll take that. I take all the credit I can get that I don't really deserve. Yeah, sure. And religions are part of that problem, too, because they keep giving all the credit to the devil. Man, there's a lot more to the negativity that we're all subjected to. There's countless number of demons and invisible negative aliens, and also their puppets, regular humans, that have been conned into doing the evil and, you know, satanic worshiping. Man, it was worse than any stupid humans that get caught up in the scheme and willing to participate. And then there's the adrenochrome, you know, that horrible thing. That's where all the abducted children and that they end up being taken to these places where they torture them and drain their blood, and then they sell the blood as an aphrodisiac to the rich people. In fact, adrenochrome is the most valuable substance on this world, on planet Earth right now, much more valuable than any form of money or anything like that, more valuable than gold, more valuable than diamonds. Yeah. And adrenochrome, yeah. Why doesn't the there's a classic cult movie out there from way back. I think Johnny Depp was in it. Maybe a few people were in it, but when they go to Las Vegas on the trip, and they're tripping, and they also happen to mention adrenochrome in the movie. But you check it out for yourself. But it needs to be talked about. It needs to be understood that the Vatican is part of this, yeah. And the child abduction, there's only so many people participating in that because I guess there's a good price. I think the unbelievable figure last year, 400,000 children were abducted in America. Yeah. Get that number right. 400,000 abducted children in America. What an atrocity, you know. Parents, you better keep an eye on your kids. Be careful if they go out there alone. They got to be on their toes because apparently there's a lot of bounty hunters out there. They can get a good price for an abducted child because the rich people will pay a good price because they'll bring them to their dungeons and drain their blood and drink the adrenochrome and sell to their friends for an astronomical amount of money. And of course, there's, I'm sure, black market gangs are doing their own routine with this. And selling it because that is the most valuable substance on planet Earth. How sick. But we need to talk about that. We need to ask the candidates, what are you going to do about stopping the adrenochrome? Tough question. Is anybody out there willing to ask that question of the candidates? I'll tell you one thing. there's certainly plenty more we could do to stop it, and it's not being done. And the politicians are to blame too. There are probably a lot of politicians in the U.S. Congress, and certainly other wealthy governments over in Europe and stuff. They're probably buying the adrenochrome themselves. That's why they don't want to stop it. They don't want to pass legislation that would be anything meaningful in stopping that. But anything can be stopped if you address it properly. Yeah, I'm the guy who just knows how to address anything and come up with the solution for it. You know, some of us just have the ability, the knowingness to do this. Trump does not, and never will. You know, and he's a rich guy. Why would you want to vote for a filthy rich guy who doesn't know anything about doing things for the common people? I mean, when you look at his presidential record in 4 years, he did close to nothing for the poor people. Close to nothing. You know, he wants to brag about the wall, you know. You know, that was good for the contractors. Of course, we were paying for it, tax dollars, and for an incomplete wall that wasn't foolproof. It looks grand, you know. Hey, look at that nice big steel wall. Taxpayers were paying for that, and who were that? The lower middle class and the poor people. And it wasn't a finished project, you know. They just run to the end of the wall and we'll go and come in where there is no wall. And so, in my opinion, he did nothing for the regular people, you know, the hardworking, lower middle class and poor people, you know. He did nothing for them. So why would you want to go out and vote for him? Why would you want to go out from the Democrats? They don't do anything for the people either. They get freebies to the special groups that gobble up the freebies. There are professional freebie gatherers out there. Of course there are. And we can put a stop to that too. We can put a stop to all the nonsense if you have a real person as the president of the United States, you know? And that's why I'm running. Hey, again, check it out. Go to BBS Radio, connect the dots, name of this show here. Station 1 at 8 p.m. Saturday. And you can find out by clicking on the name of the show. You can find out about all the things that I'm bringing to the table, because from there you can get to my website, which uses the same web address as did last year. Last year I ran for president also, but without supporters, without the American people willing to lend a hand and support somebody who has real solutions, a common man candidate, a real person. That's right, I'm not one of the elite. That's why no one should vote for Trump, because he is a weak, no one should vote for whoever the Democrat candidate is going to be. You know, it's time to show these people, you know, it's in the Constitution, it's legal for a Reagan candidate to run, and it's legal for you to vote for him. I'm not going to be on the ballot at a polling station. You have to ask the people at the polling station, I want to write in the name of the candidate I want to vote for. And they have to tell you how to do it. And, of course, you know, they don't believe that a writing candidate can win, you know. But let's prove them wrong, you know, and then we'll find out for sure if I can get a popular vote victory in every state, which if people will listen to me, all the Democrats and Republicans, don't vote for these elite people that don't, rich people that don't know how to take care of the middle class and poor. You know, all the freebies that are given to these illegal aliens and stuff, taxpayers are paying for this. They're wasting your taxpayer money. Instead of doing something, using the taxpayers' money to do something to lower the cost of living. Yes, right. I know how to lower the cost of living. There's a lot of things to do. But guaranteed if you ask Trump or any of the other candidates running, they have no solutions for that. What the hell would Trump know about lowering the cost of living for somebody who's been poor? What does he know about anything about the life on city streets in New York? He doesn't know anything. He never steps out of steps beyond the getting in and out of a limousine. I doubt if he ever rode the subway train, maybe when he was a child or something, before he had a license or a big wallet. Maybe he ventured into the city one day and rode the subway train. How many years ago was that? You know, I still take the subway train. And, you know, again, it's being destroyed by bad management. And that's how they destroy everything in America, bad management. They get bad managers in there, and they use bribe money to tell them to make all the wrong decisions. And that's what they continue to do. New York is a city is being in the process of being destroyed right now by bad management. You got a mayor puppet who doesn't have any ideas, as he just does what the bribe money tells him. You got a governor who's part of the crooked Democratic Party that doesn't have any good ideas either. And these are the people running New York City and running New York City and wasting taxpayers' money. You know, and they keep raising prices on things that make it harder for the poor people. They're not doing things for the poor people. They're making it harder on the poor people, making it harder on the low and middle class people. You know, rents are out of this world. Taxes are out of this world. All that can be changed with a little ingenuity. You ought to think twice about seriously voting for somebody outside of the Democrat or Republican parties. And if you know people in the other parties, tell them to get in contact with me. They should be supportive of me, and let's all get behind my run for the presidency as a Reagan candidate, because I'm the guy who has the solutions. I'm the guy who knows how to walk into the White House and take command of the situation. And believe me, it'll happen from day one. And we'll begin to solve some of the ongoing problems that everybody is subjected to, the flooding. Come on. I figured out how to do complete flooding over 20 years ago when I had a piece of property that flooded out. And just with that one piece of property, I figured out the solution to solving flooding anywhere. And only as President of the United States will I get to instruct the Army Corps of Engineers how to do foolproof flooding. You know, and I'll instruct everyone else, like this I don't know what to call it, false flag or professional wrestling scenario in Butler, Pennsylvania, President Trump. If I was at that event, I would instruct the security people, and definitely I'd have my security people up on rooftops. Nobody was on rooftops, so somebody sneaks up there. And the local people of Fournier Mountain, the police are ignoring you. You tell me what the hell is going on. Well, so much for that. Look into it. And when you go to my site, you know, my presidential site, you will see that I bring more to the table than all maybe 100 candidates who might be running are bringing. And I've got the recipe for solving any problems. It's easy, you know, for people like me. And I said it before again, if you're really a leader and you know how to solve problems, the president of the United States is the easiest job in the damn world. Because if you know how to give orders and instruct people to do things and make the right decisions all the time, it's a cakewalk. Stop with this crap. It's the hardest job in the world. No, it's not. It's the easiest job in the world. As a president of the United States, you're practically ruling the world if you know what to do with that authority. And when you start using it in a good way, the blessings will come one after another, and everything will start to get better. But meanwhile, we as average people, common people, can start doing more by participating in global meditations, by working on our bodies, practice our breathing, find out about how to connect with the spiritual realms and do it. Meditation needs to be a part of your life every day, even only for 5 minutes. Plus, you should be going out in the sun for at least 5 minutes. Do sun gazing when the sun comes up, when the sun goes down. And it's beneficial. Information is coming through the sun right now. The sun is one of those portals where information flows through. So you want to get out there and experience some of it. And it'll do a world of good for you, because the human body is under a metamorphosis, beginning of metamorphosis. And the more information and light you can bring into your body, hey, it'll be beneficial to you. And be friendly to people. Be kind when possible. And all these things will help bring about the event sooner. The event is the moment of time, the quantum recrystallization of all life on matter. It's the metamorphosis of the human bodies we're in. It's going to happen within a year, you know, first half of 2025. No one knows the exact date, but keep it in mind, it's going to happen. And before the event, probably the first most important thing will be the U.S. presidential election. That's why I take some time to talk about it. Give up on Trump, give up on whomever the Democrat candidates are, and stop voting for these crooked political parties, no matter who they put up there. You know? Because these people are not going to solve anything. Trump had his 4 years already, and he, in my book, he did close to zero for the total zero for the poor people and lower middle class. Those of us who have to pay the most taxes are subject to the most burdens when all kinds of fees are raised, tolls are raised, you name it. And that's what governments are doing all around America. They're raising tolls, raising admittance fees, you name it. And who has to suffer? The poor and the lower middle class people. The automobile industry, they're stabbing the American people in the back too. You know, the price of cars, unrealistic. You know, unrealistic. It's just unbelievable in keeping people in debt. See, it's a three-ring circus there. The automobile manufacturers, the banks, who you have to get the loan from probably to get the car. I mean, people are going to pay cash for a $60,000 pickup truck now, nowadays. Not that many. And the politicians are in it. The politicians make the cost of the vehicles go up with all their crazy rules. This is probably all planned way back when it started. Yeah? And in order to get that to stop, you need the president of the United States who knows how to do it. Trump won't do anything. What the hell does he care? He'll pay the price of a car, no matter what it is, because he's filthy rich. Don, if you pay, you know, you better be crazy to vote for a filthy rich person like Trump. Not only did he prove when he was the president that he didn't accomplish much, and he had both houses when he first came into office. What did he accomplish? Accomplished shit. He didn't have the intelligence to know how to say the right things to get the Democrats and Republicans to get along. Yeah? You got to know what to say to do that. It's called the power of suggestion. And he ain't got it. The only thing he knows how to suggest is to con you into voting for him like he's some great solve-all thing, when the guy doesn't have really too much brain power compared to somebody like me who really knows how to think. And believe me, if I had a debate with him, he would be flat on his face. And he'd end up making a total fool of himself, because I'd help him make a total fool of himself. And think about everything I'm saying here. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You can talk about anything important. Number 888-627-6008. Some new information. Apparently, some people on Twitter, they have access to this information. They're able to go out of body. They have fine-tuned their human abilities, and they can connect with other aspects of total reality. And some new information came along that there's beds of diamonds underneath the ocean. Yeah. In relation, also their low-frequency waves that the Navy puts out are, this has been talked about 10, 20, 30 years ago, are causing harm to dolphins, whales, etc. Of course, they're only animals, so governments don't listen to complaints about that. But low-frequency waves do have an effect and capable of opening the portals by negative aliens to enter into our realm via the sea. In fact, there's been science fiction movies out about that, where Godzilla-type creatures come in through a portal under the ocean. I can't think of the name of the movie now, but it's a possibility. And of course, as I mentioned before, the Helgebarons, on the same group, it's a galactic race, are currently setting up strategic military facilities under the ocean to get ready for the big takedown of all remaining negative forces. All the negative creatures, per se, have been removed. Of course, there's always portals being opened up, and they can bring in some new ones, but most of them are hightailing out because they know it's Judgment Day is coming. That's it. Right after the event, there will be a Judgment Day. And authorized galactic races who will be handling this will physically land on Earth. We need to start talking about it. It's going to happen. Of course, your phony political candidates don't dare say a word about it. Even if they might know, Trump should know something about this. What's he afraid of talking? It's a public handling. Well, we can handle it, really. Very few people. With all the science fiction movies that have been floating around for the last 70 years, if not longer, we have plenty of introduction to aliens, good ones, bad ones, weird-looking ones, human-looking ones, and all kinds of spacecraft and stuff. And I don't believe too many people will freak out when the good guys land on our planet shortly after the event. And they did a final roundup, military roundup of all the bad operators. You know, like that crackpot who's head of Israeli government now. Oh, they're going to pick him up immediately. And salesman of the year, Zelensky, they'll be getting in close to, you know, the other ones, Soros, Claus, Gates. Oh, you know, Gates is going to be the first wave. They got a whole platoon going after him. And they're going to take these creeps and toss them in, transport them over to the central sun where they will be disintegrated. And everything that they ever did will be eliminated from the memory record on top of that. So, you know, that's how it's going to play out. And we need to start talking about that. And we want it to happen sooner than, because it's that chance that the free energy machines are going to be put out before the event. But the galactic people, all the galactic societies have this. They have med beds to make themselves healthy and look younger in the human body. They have replicators just like Star Trek. And they've got to start giving them out to us once they land on our world. Of course, you know, again, that's another reason you'd want to vote for me for president of the United States, because with that authority, I would surely be making the request, hey, those of you that are holding on to patents, the time to bring them out is now. The first group that brings out the free energy machines is going to make all the big profits, because we know they exist, and we can't worry about the oil companies anymore. Maybe the oil companies want a partnership in that, but they're going to lose. You know, it needs to be talked about. The oil companies need to be informed that they're going to lose their control of the world, because once the Galactic Confederation lands and starts meeting with the human race, they're going to be giving us free energy machines. So the oil industries will collapse, whether they like it or not. And then many people are going to be rounded up by the military forces of the Aldebaran, sort of part of the Cleanup Act, and they'll be taken away and disintegrated, because there will be a judgment made on everyone. Now, this is not the judgment in the Bible that we're talking about. This is a different judgment that is happening in the first half of 2025. And I'm sure there's many other mad scientists. They will be rounded up too, because the galactic forces, they basically know where everyone is and how to get at them. And it's going to happen very, very soon after the event. So we're building up to the event now. Our bodies are being worked on. Dormant DNA is being reactivated. And we all can help make it faster by, one, stop supporting the negative entities that still control our world. That's why you shouldn't vote for Democrats or Republican presidential candidates, because they're part of the scam. You know, the U.S., United States could easily rule the world with the power of suggestion if you had the right president there, someone who knows about all the suffering in the world and how to ask various groups, give the people a break, you know? And we can do it for the whole world, America. But first, we're going to do it at home. You know, before we can, in fact, we can stop giving a dime to anybody else around the world, really. You know, first we're going to use our money at home here and take care of the situation. And setting up a secure border, easier than anybody ever imagined, if you have a commander-in-chief that knows what to do. Come on. Bring Dad Trump there and his wall, you know. Well, he did it and it didn't work, you know. Didn't work. And the cross-border traffic, it needs to be reinvented completely. And the whole system needs to be reinvented. But it's not that difficult for people like me. And with the authority of the President of the United States, I will just simply instruct people what to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And it will all be under the realms of common sense. And that's what we need. We need to wipe the blackboard clean of all the crap and set up procedures and ways of doing things that make common sense and are fair to the poor and middle-class working people of America. The problem, you know, is the people, we've played along with electing people that really don't have the intelligence to solve difficult problems. And that's the problem with most of America. We got government people at all levels that just don't have a clue what to do, and all they're interested in is using their bit of authority to put money in their pockets. When the new future comes on after the event, there is going to be no more elite. Everything will be apportioned down for, in relation to what they need. It'll be the end of the elite, the end of child suffering. And you ought, if you're listening to my voice, you ought to want that. But understand, you know, we're not alone in this universe. We've been kept in the dark by the negative ET forces that have subjected humanity to suffering and control for hundreds of thousands of years. And of course, within the last, since the Atlantean period, the last 26,000 years, the real quarantine net was set up. And the real cycling of truth began. And of course, after the last big flood, a lot of knowledge was lost, and it wasn't replenished, and the poles were shifted. Poles are going to be shifted again sometime in the future, but that'll be after the event. And it'll be more of an orchestrated way. But regardless of that, it's important to be living in the now. The now is like, if you're listening to my voice, this is the now. And we need to think about today. When the sun rises up, you should be out there catching in sun gaze for at least 5 minutes. Maybe do it for 10. You know, I guess you have to start up just a couple of minutes, 2, 3, and then 5, and then 10. This is for your health. This is helping your body rejuvenate itself. This is for turning things on that have been turned off on purpose by the dark forces. And then do it again. Make it a routine, you know? Find out about breathing. Breath is half your life force, is your breath. As I said before, I'll say it again. That's why you need to take off your seatbelt when you're driving. Just keep your eyes open so the cops don't give you a ticket. They're coming right, pulling alongside you. Yeah, just pull it over and pretend you have it on, you know. But you're harming yourself by wearing your seatbelt. Oppression, you know. And I look how many people, they have been brainwashed by driver's ed courses or whatever, to get in the car and put the seatbelt on first. This is insanity. It's showing you how stupid you are. If you obediently just put on the seatbelt, boy, you are, you're going to have to face the fact that you have been brainwashed. You're doing things that don't even make any sense. Very few people need a seatbelt on. You know, if you're traveling somebody in a car that doesn't have normal reflexes or sleeping, maybe they need a seatbelt on them, all right? Because they're not paying attention or they're mentally challenged or something. But outside of those few people, you do not need a seatbelt. You need to be a good, aware driver, and that'll save you from any bad situation. And truthfully, if you're going to have an immediate crash, a real serious crash, you're better off jumping into the back seat lying on the floor than sitting in the front seat with your seatbelt on. And airbags can harm you too. That's another nightmare waiting to happen. Airbags will start popping off for no reason at all, because accidents galore. And they're putting you in jeopardy. When you get in a car and there's a seatbelt that could pop up into 200 miles an hour, that's putting you in jeopardy. the fact that they made seatbelt, I mean, airbags mandatory in cars, that's the government screwing things up for you. They're making you less safe. And if you can't understand that, well, maybe you need to put your thinking cap on or something. And all this other crazy thing they put into cars that make life miserable, that take away from the joy of driving. You know, the vent windows are gone. You know, once upon a time, there were vent windows in cars. You want a breeze, you open the vent window and it blows right in your face. That used to feel good, you know? You feel as happy as a dog with his head out the window. And but for whatever reasons, money, of course, there are no more cars that would vent windows. No more pickup trucks with vent windows. Vehicles don't have vent windows anymore, which is not good for you, person driving. Not at all. You know, and too many electronic gadgets that you're relying on, the locking of the doors automatically, that can be that's a safety hazard in its own way. You know, there's so many things that can go wrong with that. Well, you need to think about that for a while, but I'm just telling you, I know there is. So these are all things we need to think about, and we need to start preparing for. It isn't a matter of if they're going to land. They are. They've been announcing this for years. You're not going to hear it on mainstream media or TV, but they will land next year, absolutely. And the event is going to happen next year, absolutely, too. And there's reasons for that. If you really looked into it, you could probably figure out why. I figured out why a long time ago. And they're driving it out as much as they can. And people are not going to freak out and stuff. There might be a week of martial law right after the event because the military forces of the Galactic Confederation, they want to just go round up everybody quick. So we've been warned about this. Have a week's supply of food on hand. Because when the event happens, there's no time to go run to the store after that. Right after the event, there'll probably be a week of martial law where everyone's going to be just told to stay home, stay out of the way, because there's going to be a military takeover of all these bad guys. It might be some gun battles and stuff. That's why they want you to stay home. But it's going to happen. It will be done. They have superior forces. There's no way the bad guys are going to get away. None. They're all getting rounded up. We're talking maybe 400,000 people here. That's what the list says there is. So get ready for what's going to happen and be looking forward to it. And be minding your P's and Q's and dotting your T's and I's and getting ready for what's happening. Put on a smiling face. It's the graduation of the human race. And I can't wait. So all I got to say is, hey, if you want to become a smarter person one night, pick up a copy, download a copy of my book, Connected Dots Theory. It's out there, Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, and just to whet your appetite, Google gives you the first 43 pages free, but you'll get to see the table of contents and some of the other things, and you'll get to see some of the amazing pictures. The book that has pictures of life forms that fly around, I see now, they're flying around every night, they're out there. You just can't see them because they're above the frequency of your human sight. But the camera can capture them. You can go ahead and capture them now. Get yourself a cheap camera with a B-SETI. And I'd say the best place to look is in Spruce Tree. But why don't you take a peek at my book first and see what's out there. And you'll be amazed. And then there's certain events, gatherings, that the... ETs show up, yeah. spacecraft can be photographed, hovering spacecraft can be photographed in the sky, plus dots of light zipping across the sky. And I had pictures of it in my book, 100 pages of text, no filler, just conclusions, correlations. And one evening, you'll become a smarter person. And I'll venture anybody to tell me, get download the book, look at all the pictures, and tell me you knew everything that I made, brought out in this book. You won't be able to. The name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory. Google it. Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. That's me. And of course, you can find out about it too by just going to BBS Radio. The show Connect the Dots. Saturday, look at the schedule, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. Click on the name, Connect the Dots, and it'll connect you to all these amazing things I'm telling you about. Visit the portal. See that, you know, this is an ongoing thing behind the scenes. The bad guys are being rounded up, and the final roundup will be right after the event. And so this is all going to be done for us, you know, but what we need to do for ourselves is get ourselves ready, get our spiritual self ready. You know, those of you that are hooked into a religion, understand that there might be some truth in your religious scriptures, but it's not the whole game. It's not the whole big picture of things. And understand the truth will finally be revealed, and the truth will make us free right after the event. There will be full disclosure. Can't you wait? I can't wait. But we'll have to wait until it happens. Just be ready. Start preparing about it. Start talking to your friends about it. And the more of it that of this that we can share with others, the better off we'll all be, and perhaps that will influence your voting on November of 2024 in America. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. Hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. This was a call-in radio show, but tell your friends who have phones next week, and maybe they have something important to say, you know, and call about talk about anything. And we're going to end the show with the countdown. Fantastic lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Plus, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the lyrics. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, just a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay, Mr. Engineer. There's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, perhaps I need to reset my watch or something. Or perhaps the show will go on indefinitely. The countdown has been given. Mr. Engineer, did you fall asleep, or did you have to go out to the store for something? Let's try the countdown again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Boom, 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 boom. It goes something like that. Well, hey, engineer doesn't want to end the show. And you go, hey, try calling in right now. See what happens. 888-627-6008. When he hears the phone, when he maybe he'll realize, hey, past the hour. And just call us, anybody, call in for the hell of it and see what happens. 888-627-6008. And calling all engineers. There's a new There's a new breeze coming in. Like a fresh new breeze, there are new thoughts taking out all their realities. Because nothing can change the shape of things to come. Hey, Mr. Engineer, it's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And the show goes on and on and on and on and on. It's a famous Beatles song where they go, I'd love to turn you on. And calling all engineers. No, not you. Who's driving the train? I'm not calling for you, Casey Jones. All aboard track number 2. It's the train that's coming on through. Hey, conductor, you better hold that train. Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. That was a long zero. Well, anyhow, the time clock is ticking. We're getting closer to the event. We're getting closer to the sunrise somewhere. Think about sun gazing. Remember to spend at least 5 minutes every day out in the sun, because the sun is a portal for information. Light is information. You know, your DNA strands, they're pulsating light. Doctors have said, we only got 2 strands working, you know. And but there's 12 strands of DNA in a human being. Did you know that? What would it give you? Just one to today. This is an educational radio show. And let's see if I call for the engineer and get the countdown, will I get a response? Here's the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, engineer must be out online at the fast food or something, and it's a long line. Can't make it back to the studio in time to end the show, so I'll just have to keep continuing on and on and on. Let me see, what else do we need to know? Hey, depends what area you're in. The sun is down, or is the sun is going down? All depends on what area code you're in. Most people don't realize it within the same time zone. Sometimes there's an hour difference, or even more. From one aspect, like from the eastern part of that time zone to the western part, the time zone, there might be an hour difference as to when the sun actually goes down. Or actually comes up. That's it. A whole different viewpoint in the same time zone. Not everybody knows that, but you know, if you're a traveler, you can see for yourself. You enter into, especially on the East Coast here, if you're on the East Coast with the ocean, you know what time the sun goes down, then you travel west. As far as the time zone goes, which could be even 1,000 miles, you're going to see the sun going down later or coming up later. So that's a little fact. Hey, this is an educational show. You know, the magnetic pole has been moving for a number of years now. It's slowly moving. Eventually, there will be a Polish ship, but much more important things are going to happen before that. Like the event, E-V-E-N-T, as what's called, visit the portal, and you will find out what it's all about. And there's so much misinformation and disinformation amongst real information. It's really getting crowded out there now, you know? We've always been told the truth will set us free, but there's so many tainted versions of the truth out there. And it's getting more and more. It's getting real crowded. It's getting like a crowded subway car with a pack of inns like sardines. And that happens in New York, happens all the places too. And you don't know where to turn. Like, whom am I going to believe? And some of it is so cleverly done. And if you're watching mainstream media, in New York area, free TV, hey, a lot of people are going to go for free TV, especially if you're poor, can't afford cable. There's about 60, 70 free stations that you can pick up with a cheap little $5 antenna placed in, hooked into the back of your TV. Free TV for 60 or 70 stations in the New York area. It may be less in other areas, but that's how it is. And so I do my share of watching free TV. And the commercials, oh my God, they are unbelievable. And there are little innuendos in these commercials. And the same ones are, you know, they're brainwashing in a sense. They got the guy who's talking about the cell phones and, oh, the wonder, he says, the wonderful 5G cell phone towers. And you hear that enough, you're going to believe it, that they're wonderful. They're harmful. You know, sure, they bring 5G to your cell phone, but in doing that, they're bringing bad frequencies to you, especially if you're near your Wi-Fi router inside your home. You know, if you had you need to get an RF meter to see how dangerous it is. If you're within 6 feet of that, you're in a dangerous, dangerous magnetic field. And the new smartphones and stuff, you bring, don't put them up to your ear or something like that, or close to your body, because they are emitting a dangerous electromagnetic signal. Yeah, hey, this is a public warning to all of you. And take off your seatbelt, for God's sake. And don't grow a backbone. Okay, Mr. Engineer, you can take us out of here now with a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by. Stop to look, 'cause I caught their eye.